What's up? It's been a while since I've done one of these booze on location somewhere away from my home. So, back at the Poirier Sports and Leisure Complex, the Coquitlam Express is about to play in about an hour. They're not doing so well this year, but they are down a whole bunch of players due to injury. But they're against an opponent that's not as tough as it has for the last few have been. We'll see where that goes, but I decided, you know, all my last three boos have been all sappy about my cat and stuff. The first one, she first got sick, and then putting her down. You know, let's talk some games. And in the last while, I've bolstered my racing collection. I picked up both Forza Horizon and Need for Speed Most Wanted when they came out. I've been enjoying them both. I mean, both the two games that play in completely different styles, both kind of free roaming. But I mean, for some reason, I can't put Hop or Most Wanted down, even though the single player is the weaker of the two. I did get in the place of multiplayer for Most Wanted as well. My goodness, it's fun. So much Shades of Burnout Paradise in that game. And you know, it's to be expected. It's developed by Criterion. Yeah, you know, it's cool. And of course, Forza. I haven't gotten the multiplayer yet, but I've actually finished that game in a week. I've never done that with another game before. I finished Most Wanted almost as fast too, but fun games. But the Lamborghini Aventador, I can't remember where I got that, if that was a bonus for like picking it up early or whatever, but but I mean, I upgraded that to R1 for the final event, and I just kicked everybody's ass. It's like off the first strike, I was in the lead, and that was it. And then of course in the end you do have one final Star Showdown that you go right into after the final, and again I just blast him away. Same car, you don't get the chance to change it. Automatically launches you into it. But I do need to get some multiplayer. I do want to write a review for both Most Wanted and for Forza Horizon. I could probably do it for Most Wanted, but for Forza I'm gonna have to play some multiplayer first. Which in the meantime, I just before coming out to the game, I did pick up Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. I initially was gonna pick up PlayStation All-Stars later this week, but the demo went up for Sonic and All-Stars Racing, and of course I had Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. I've had it three times over the course of a couple of years, both on Wii and Xbox, and I liked that game quite a bit, and played Sonic and Racing All-Stars Transformed, and it's like I couldn't put the demo down. I just kept playing and playing and playing. So I think this is really gonna get me going for a while. We'll have to see though after a couple of days where it ends up, but I think it's pretty good. Can't wait to get home and play it, but before that I have a hockey game to time keep. We'll see. I started up, saw the character selected, like, what the heck? What's Wreck-It Ralph doing in this? Apparently I missed the memo that he was in it, but you know what, if the game itself didn't sell me on it, having Ralph in there probably did it. I'm gonna wreck it! Meanwhile, while we're on the subject of Wreck-It Ralph, I did go see it on opening weekend. I really needed to. I did just put down my cat. I'm not sure if I talked about that in my last booth that I went to see it, but it was an amazing movie. I actually wrote a review about it last night. It should be up on, hopefully up on that Gamer Hub within the next couple of days. See where that goes. I don't want to say anything else about that. Otherwise, It's been fun. Played a lot of racing games. I've also dabbled in some League of Legends. After I watched some of the Season 2 World Championships last month, and, you know, I really started to dig the esports scene that Riot Games had going for them. I checked out a couple of things. I actually found out that I know someone that is dating someone that plays your Counter-Logic Gaming Prime, actually living in the CLG mansion. I thought that was kind of... It's like, I knew I had someone who was dating a pro, but I finally figured out who it was this week. And I popped into their IRC, she was there, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. So you're down there, she used to live in Victoria, actually. You're down to the CLG mansion now, going for the American, it's like, not so much the American dream. But as a byproduct, I started playing some League of Legends. Still a bit scared to actually go into a match as humans. I'm usually playing bots with people I know. Maybe one day I'll remember what playing online with other people was like, and actually be able to deal with it. Anyways, out of time. See you later, boozers.